Men in the church today at 5.
Come on, big guy!
Big guy, you got $5,000!
Stop!
Stop the car! You get a dream!
Stop!
Stop it! $4,000! Stop!
Looking lead for high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Chamarkin.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Rob Roddy. Welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television, where you can win a bundle or you can also lose your shirt. Now let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Barbara Corn. How are you, Barbara?
Just great.
Good. Now, Barbara, I understand you train horses?
Yes, I have a Lipizzan stallion.
Oh, you do? They're quite
beautiful
valuable,
horse.
Aren't they? Beautiful.
Beautiful horse.
And you have a cat that has a... That plays with the horse?
I have a cat that was given to me some time ago when she was 16 years old, and my friends were going out of town and asked if I'd keep her until she died. And that was 12 years ago. She's 28 years old now.
And she rides the horse. That's great. Welcome to our show, Barbara.
Thank you.
And let's meet our returning champ, Greg Roden, with $15,400. Greg, you must be unlucky in love because you are lucky in this game. I mean, you didn't have the most spins, but that last game was tough.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I see a few more gray hairs.
A whole bunch more.
Think you can do it again?
If it's possible, I'm going to do it.
All right, we're going to see, Greg. You got a tough competitor over here in Barbara, and you've got a tough one in Dave K. How are you, Dave?
Very good, Peter. Thank you.
Now, wait a minute, this is important. It's not often this happens on Press Your Luck, but Dave is an expert on South Carolina tree frogs. No, I wouldn't kid you. It's a...
Southern California?
Southern California, it's much different. That's a whole different species.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Completely different.
Who'd have thunk it? Now, Dave, tell me about tree frogs.
Well, actually, I studied how tree frogs find their way home.
Go ahead. You studied? Go ahead, Dave.
How they find their way home.
How do they, Dave?
I don't know. I never found that out.
You're a sick person, Dave.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. All right, players. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Pressure Luck game board. Obviously, the more spins you have, the more money you can win, because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, fabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! Not $1,000, huh? What am I up to?
$5,000.
Thank you. $5,000. However, on occasion, you can hit a whammy if you do that. A Great Depression sets in because you'll be bereft of your funds. You'll be bankrupt, so you want to avoid that. And with Chapter 11, with that in mind, are you ready to press your luck?
Let's do it.
Here we go. For every $1 men spend on their underwear, how many dollars does the typical woman spend on hers, Barbara?
$3.
$3, says Barbara. If you are right, Barbara, you will pick up three spins. I'll give your answer and two others to Greg and Dave. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer $3? $2 or $5, Greg?
Well, the women I've known, it's got to be $5.
$5, says Greg. Let's go over to Dave.
Well, I don't know, so I'll have to agree with Barbara and say $3.
$3. For every dollar men spend on underwear, women spend $3. Whoa. Barbara goes to $3. And Greg, you should have listened to Barbara, Greg, you know. Greg doesn't get any spins, and Dave gets a spin.
All right.
I don't know how you... How do we check that statistic?
Trust.
Yeah, you've got to hang around lingerie shops. Well, here we go, the second question. The Sound of Music is one of our favorite holiday films. In what country did The Sound of Music take place, Greg?
Austria.
Is the correct answer Austria, Switzerland, or Germany, Barbara?
Austria.
Barbara says it's Austria. Let's go over to Dave.
Austria.
Austria. The Sound of Music takes place in Austria. Correct. That means Barbara goes to 4... Greg buzzed in, goes to 3, and Dave goes to 2. Here's the third question. What city, famous for gambling, is now the most popular single travel resort in the world? Dave?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City is the correct answer. Atlantic City, Las Vegas, or Reno? Barbara?
Las Vegas.
Barbara says it's Las Vegas. What do you think, Greg?
I think it's Las Vegas.
You do, huh? Well, the most popular resort city in the U.S. is Atlantic City. Dave's got it. Barbara stays at 4, Greg stays at 3, and Dave jumps to 5. Right into the lead. All right, here's the fourth and final question. Could change the spin totals. During World War II, what job did Queen Elizabeth hold to help the war effort? Greg?
Ambulance driver.
Ambulance driver is the correct answer. Ambulance driver, nurse, or car mechanic? Barbara?
I'll go with ambulance driver.
Ambulance driver says, Barbara, let's go over to Dave.
Ambulance driver.
Ambulance driver. Well, Queen Elizabeth helped win World War II by serving as a car mechanic. Oh, that's right. Barbara stays at 4, Greg at 3, and Dave at 5. And you'll all have a chance to reverse those spins into big treasure luck dollars. And we come back right after this. Don't go away. Time to turn those spins into dollars. We've got 13,000 of those dollars up on that board, as well as some surprises and a few whammies just to keep you honest. Remember that you can win up to $1,500 on a spin, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that's a distinct advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you are afraid of the whammy, and four whammies will put you out of the game. Four spins will make you very happy. The player with the fewest spins is Greg, our champion once again. Greg, you've got 3 with no dollars. Are you ready to make some money?
Let's do it big.
Here we go.
And let's go for big bucks and stop!
Stop at Scottsdale, right, Arizona, yeah. Greg. Value of that trip is $750.
Okay.
2 spins left.
Do it again.
Gonna go.
Big bucks. Stop!
Stop at $500. Okay. Into the four digits, Greg. $1,250. One more, says Greg. $1,250 on the line. Here goes the champ.
Stop
at $1,000. $2,250. A nice tidy sum, Greg. We will now go to Barbara with 4 spins and no dollars to see how she does. Here we go.
Stop
at $300 and a spin. That gives you the same 4 spins, Barbara, $300. Press your luck or pass if she chooses to press. $400. $700, Barbara, and 3 spins left. What's she going to have? She's going to go.
Stop
at $600. Into the 4 digits, $1,300, $950 less than Greg. 2 spins, press your luck with pass.
I'm going to play.
Going to play, says Barbara. $1,300 on the line. Stop at $200. $1,500, $750.
Going
to go. $1,500 on the line.
Stop.
Stop and go away.
Get me.
One thing when he takes your money, it's another when he laughs at you.
Brutal.
All right, Barbara. No dollars, one whammy. Game's not over yet. We're going to go to Dave with 5 spins and no dollars. Are you ready to take that first place position, Dave? Here we go.
Stop
at $470. Yeah. Second place, 4 spins left. Press your luck or pass.
Press
it on.
Stop.
That old whammy. He looks a little bit like a California tree frog, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. All right. 3 spins left. No dollars. We're going to go.
Stop
at luggage. Worth $738. Dave, second place again. 2 spins, 1 whammy. Dave's going.
That's my luck.
$738. What's that first place?
Stop.
Oh.
This ought to do it.
Well, after this, Dave, you can make a study of whammies. Right now, you've got 2 of them. Picking up a third for round 2 is a dangerous precedent, so you want to be careful. You have 1 spin left. What are you going to do? It gets passed. Oh, it gets passed to you, Greg. If you whammy, we all go into round 2 with no dollars. $2,250 on the line. First place, here goes Greg.
Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $100 and a spin. Go, you've got $2,350, and you've got 1 spin that you can do with...
I'll pass it over here.
Turnabout is fair play, Dave. Here it comes. 1 spin to you. You've got to take 2 whammies, no dollars. Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, he sucked.
Oh.
cut your grass, as it were, Dave. Three whammies, no dollars, no more spins. We've got Barbara at no dollars. And Greg, you're in first position with 2350, and you have the advantage. We'll be right back. With more questions, more spins, more prizes, and more surprises right after this. All right, players, I know what you want. You want the answers to these questions, but so do we, because those answers become spins, and those spins turn into dollars. This round, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000, so you want to guard them with your life. Whoever wins this round is going to take all that money home and back again. With that in mind, here's the first question. According to studies, on what day of the week does the average housewife put in most hours doing housework? Greg?
Monday.
Monday. Is the correct answer Monday, Tuesday, or Friday? Barbara?
I'll say Monday.
Barbara's going to say it's Monday. Let's go over to Dave.
Monday.
Monday. The average housewife does more of her work on Fridays. Fridays. You guys don't do any work. No spins. Second question. If you were eating in a southern restaurant and were served chitlins, what animal would you be eating, Barbara?
A pig.
A pig. Is the correct answer a pig, a rabbit, or a possum, Greg?
I'll go with pig.
You go with a pig, okay. That's your problem, Greg. Dave.
It's a pig. I love chitlins.
A pig. When you eat chitlins, you are eating a pig. Can you imagine eating a possum? Yeah. Barbara gets three spins. Greg gets a spin. And Dave gets a spin. We know a little bit more about you now, Greg. Okay, let's go to the third question. James Bond always drinks dry martinis. And Dallas's JR loves his bourbon and branch. We all know what bourbon is, but what exactly is branch, Greg?
Water.
All right. Is the correct answer water, celery, or beer? Barbara?
Water.
Barbara says it's water. Dave?
Water.
Water. Branch is water. Bourbon and branch water is correct. Barbara goes to four. Greg picks up three more and goes to four. And Dave goes to two. Here's the fourth and final question. 2 minutes of summer sun each day usually fulfills your daily requirement of the sunshine vitamin. What is it, Greg?
K.
K. Is the correct answer K, A, or D, Barbara?
D.
Barbara says it's D. Greg, what do you think, Dave?
K.
K. The sunshine vitamin is vitamin D. And that means Barbara gets a spin and goes to five. Greg stays at four, and Dave stays at two. And all our players will be taking those spins to the big board. Decide who the winner's going to be, and press your luck. So don't you dare go away.
In person, just like to Best Your Luck. Tickets, 780 Beverly Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90036.
All right, players, are you ready to get serious? Or are you ready to get physical? That's a little different. Well, that's another story. All right, we've got $50,000 serious cash up there on that board waiting for you to win it. We also have some whammies, so be careful. We don't want you to get any of those. And we're going to take a look at dollar amounts. We have Barbara at no dollars. We've got Dave at no dollars. And we have Rich Greg at $2,350. Greg, that means you're in first place. You're going to play last in this, the final round. Sit back and relax. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. It's a tie between Barbara and Dave. Player to my left goes first. Barbara, you have the dubious distinction of going first. You do have the most spins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Five big ones looking for $5,000.
Spin,
five.
Stop!
Stop and hold, man. Barbara, we got to talk. If you were going to do that, this is the best time. Is it totally out of your system now?
Completely.
You feel better?
Yes.
You want to go forward now?
Please.
Let's take some money.
Stop!
Stop at $2,000, out of there, Barbara. 2,000, second position, three spins. Go forward. Barbara's on the roll.
Stop!
Oh.
Three, two, one, big time!
dad waited for you. All right, Barbara, you have three whammies, the same problem that Dave has. In fact, you both have three whammies, no dollars, two spins, but you're up. What's your plan? One more whammy, you're out of the game. Hey, says Barbara. She's going for it with three whammies.
Stop
at $2,000. All right, Barbara, you come back. 2,000, one spin left. You have three whammies. It gets passed to Greg to see the pay with the highest amount of money. Greg, it comes to you in the pass column. Sit back and relax. Contemplate it. We'll go to Dave, who is in a similar dilemma to Barbara, except she's a bit out of her dilemma. Dave, you're still in it. Three whammies, one more whammy, you're out of the game. Here we go with two spins. Stop! $2,000! You and Barbara, you got it down. 2,000, three whammies, one spin left, Dave. You're tied for second place. Oh, Dave's up to that here. One spin, here he goes. Stop! Oh! Davey wiped you out. Four whammies, you're out of the game. Sorry. We now go to Greg, who's going to battle Barbara. Greg has $2,350. One spin he has to take that was passed by Barbara. Let's see what it is. Greg, you ready?
Big bucks now. Big bucks.
Stop at $500. $2,850. That's the one Barbara passed you. You now have four on your own.
Go for it.
Go forward. $2,850 on the line.
Stop.
Stop at $4,000. Brings you up to $68.50, four spins. Greg, what are you going to do? $48.50 more than Barbara.
Money,
says Greg. Here he goes.
Go for it.
Oh! Dying. Money must be his watchword, Greg. $0, three spins and one whammy. What's your pleasure?
Go for it.
Gonna go. Want some money?
Big bucks.
Stop at $1,500.
Okay.
That's $500 less than Barbara. Two spins left.
Go for it.
Go, Zach. Gonna go.
$1,000 now.
Stop at $4,000. That is spin. Now you have $5,500. $3,500 more than Barbara. Two spins left. Pressure lock or pass him to Barbara.
$3,500. That's a tough number.
Go for it! Gonna go! Greg won $5,500 on the line! First place on the line! Oh! Barbara's having much difficulty with this as you are, Greg. Oh, you went no dollars. Now, Greg, you have one spin left. In order to remain as the champion, you have to get more than $2,000 to beat Barbara. If you don't, she becomes the champ. However, you can pass that spin to Barbara. If she whammies out, you both come back the next time. What's your pleasure?
Big bucks!
Greg's going for it. Barbara, are you ready? Let's see if we got a new champ or beat our champ.
Stop!
Move one space to $1,500, $500 and a spin. Which
$500
and a spin? You got to. Got to take the $500 and the spin. You still have one more spin, a reprieve, Greg. You can still pass to Barbara or go on your own.
Go for it.
Gonna go, Barbara. Are you ready, Greg?
Big bucks.
Leans over $1,500 to win. $1,250 is not gonna do it, Greg. Barbara, you're the champion for today. Congratulations. We'll be right back, Barbara.
Of our studio audience will receive from Skyway Luggage the new checkable his or her four-pocket Skyway. The garbage bag you want on the plane with you, handsome luggage from Skyway. And now back to Peter and Press Your Luck.
We're back with today's big Press Your Luck winner, Barbara. $2,000, Barbara, and it's all in cash. Nice going. And you had the most spins in round two, which shows that spins do turn into dollars. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Greg, what a guy, Greg. What a guy, what a night, what a band. Greg, $15,400.
Right.
You're leaving with a nice hunk of change. You kept, you know, you kept winning, but finally you met your Waterloo and Barbara. But thank you for being with us. You're a great champ.
Had a great
and
time.
Dave, you've got a collection
got
of California tree frogs. Nice to have you with us. You're not going to be going away empty-handed because we've got some nice prizes for you.
Thank you very much.
I thank you. And we're going to be seeing you next time, Barbara. Until then, words of wisdom from Sonny Trindle dedicated to Greg. You had thousands of dollars all racked up. Actually, it's dedicated to Dave. You had thousands of dollars all racked up, couldn't wait to tell your wife. Then the whammy swaggered across the screen saying, "Show business is my life." This is Peter DeMarkin saying, so long, repress your luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. From gourmet sauces to baby food, the personal Waring blender invites you to create with splendid success. From Waring, the original blender people. Plus, Zebby's exciting new mushroom batter mix makes golden brown mushroom appetizers to complement any meal. So easy to use and so good. Zebby's. Also, a 20-piece master mechanic multi-drive socket set, complete with fitted box, exclusively from True Value Hardware Stores. And your shoes, professionally renewed with quality Built Right soles and heels. Give them good care and repair with Built Right. Plus, excitement from Kid Tech, a little burrow battery-powered riding toy. We put fun on wheels, Kid Tech by Hedstrom. And Campbell's chicken noodle vegetable tomato and vegetable beef soups come in 26-ounce size cans. Stir up the Campbell's. Soup is good food.
Get ready for fast-paced excitement and fabulous showcases on The Price is Right with the priceless Bob Barker. Come on down to The Price is Right, coming up next.
This is Rob Ruddy speaking for Fresh Your Luck on the Weathers Company presentation.